Welcome everybody to the leadership course, and I'm Marcella, and I will be your guide and lecturer and friend in this journey in leadership. For this course, the book of Mr. Daft Richard will be our best friend in helping us to have this nice flight through the leadership experience. The book is structured in 15 chapters that we will explore in freestyle, because you have to think that leadership leadership like a process, not something fixed. So enjoying the walk into the leadership topic, and you will be able to be inside the topic and free to go back and forward inside and outside the book. So welcome to the first chapter, which is the main introduction to the course, and I will be flying here and there according to some topics. Sometimes I will relate to some other topic we will explore in future chapters during this course. But anyway, let's to start. What does it mean to be a leader is our big first question. The learning objectives of these chapters, according to Daft, are many. Let's see some of them together. So understand the full meaning of leadership and see the leadership potential in yourself and others. This will be our mantra during the course, because leadership is a process. And in this process, we have to think that there are two big sub-processes. The leadership experience, of course, between leader and followers, and followers and leader. And the one most important leadership process, the leading of the self. Because if we are not able to lead ourselves, how can we be able to lead others? So with this chapter, we will recognize and facilitate the six fundamental transformations in today's organizations and leaders. We will identify the primary reasons for leadership derailment and the new paradigm skills that can help avoid it. Furthermore, we will recognize traditional functions of management and the main and fundamental difference between leadership and management. And of course, we will explore crucial importance like providing direction, alignment, relationship, personal qualities of the leaders, and the related outcomes. So, very nice point will be our exploration according to the historical background of leadership. And we will explore four main eras that I will show you later on in this tutorial. Now, let's start with the leadership definition of Mr. Daft, our author and mentor in this journey. Influence-based relationship among leaders and followers who intend real changes and outcomes that reflect their shared purposes. So again, leadership is a process that we can identify in one word: relationship. This is a very important point. What leadership involves? In this exhibit 1.1, Daft is showing us six main points in which leaders are involved. Of course, the influence, because he has to influence the followers with his vision, his thoughts, and defining multidirectional vision without being coercive. So influencing people without coercive approaches. The intention, because a leader has to be self-aware about what he or she is doing during his or her process. How? With personal responsibility and integrity, two main values, instrumental values of leadership. And why a leader is doing all this? Because of the need of a change. As we will see, we are in a need of a change, transformative change, for the benefit of the society, the economy, and all the holistic vision of the planet in which we are all involved. So changing sharing purposes. With whom? Of course, with followers. There is no leadership without followers. And we will explore in one chapter dedicated to followers the very deep relationship between leaders and followers and all the shades of this relation. But let's proceed. So, influencing others to come together around a common vision is a big point. Multidirectional and non-coercive, as I already mentioned to you, reciprocal in nature, involves creating change. Qualities required for effective leadership are also needed to be an effective follower, because leaders have to be their best followers first. Effective followers are so self-thinkers who do assignment with energy and enthusiasm, and of course I will add passion. Leaders are committed to the common good rather than self-interest, and we'll see this when we will talk about the new and the old paradigm. They are firm in their beliefs, and here we are. What is a paradigm? Paradigm is a shared mindset that represents a fundamental way of thinking about perceiving and understanding the world. This is an important point because for the first time in this historical panorama, we have four generations working together, and there is a really mixture of paradigm. Which paradigm? The old paradigm and the new paradigm of seeing the society, of seeing different circumstances and phenomena. So, one point to mark in your journaling, if you are taking some notes, is that we are switching from old paradigm and old paradigm leader, behavior, philosophy, vision, whatever we can add after these short sentences, and the new paradigm leader. And let's see how they are different. The old paradigm leader is a stabilizer, a controller, a competitor, a diversity avoider, and he or she was almost seen as hero. We could say of an egocentered society. If we have to give a definition of this old paradigm, we could say this. New paradigm leader are change manager, are facilitator, are collaborator of people, and they encourage diversity, because diversity is something that can give some new and can bring some creativity in designing a new style of leadership in an holistic vision of the phenomena. But how? Humble, being humble. We don't need superhero. We need people who can do something for the change we need. And we will see this in the chapter 15, because I thought to manage these two chapters, the very first and the very last of this book, because in some way they are the beginning and the end, but with the open end of the future of this leadership process. Now we come to an important point, which is management and vision. The diversity and the differences between management and leadership. I invite you to read carefully this table of the book. You can find in the book is the exhibit 1.3, in which you will find very nicely designed all the differences between management and leadership. So there are five areas in that with some many different sub sections. So management and leadership mainly differ from the direction point of view, the alignment, the kind of relationship, the personal qualities, and the outcome. I will be very short in this tutorial, telling you that we can say that management is doing things in the right way. Meanwhile, leadership is doing things, it decided to do the right thing, is deciding, is taking the decision, is making the decision. and not just realizing or finalizing an action. Well, theories of leadership. In this journey, in our leadership journey, we will explore many different theories, because there are many different. I will show fast you here some of them, big groups. I can tell you that you can, I will go back for a while, I can tell you that you can easily remember these five group of theories, that we will go through them in detail in chapter 2 and chapter 3 and somehow in chapter 12. There are five main groups of theories that you can easily remember in this way. There is a group of theories which are mainly focused about burn to lead. This means all the theories relating with great man theories, trait theories. Okay? Second group is the behavior theory. So behave to lead. You can easily remember in this way. A third group is contingency theories, which we can remember as fit to lead. Then there is a fourth group of theory, the influence theories, which mainly are those theories about the processes, the relationship, so the exchange theories somehow, and the relational theories, so the engage theories, in which the leader mainly is engaged with the followers or the employees according to the organization, the company, what else. This is one of the very most important exhibit of the book, because in this tool you can see all the 4 years of the leadership theory. And in era one we found the great person leadership with the scope, the focus is on the organization. In era two, the rational management group of theories, on which the individual is the focus. In era three, team or lateral leadership and the group of influence theories. And era four, the learning leadership. Let's see something about. So mainly, you have to think about the scope, the focus, and the environment in which this era. Few lines about each era. So the first era is considered, as you can see, the era according to the pre-bureaucratic organization and pre-industrial time. So most organizations were small and were run by single individual who many times hired workers because they were friends or relatives, not necessarily because of their skills and qualifications. This is very important. This is the era of the great men theories and the great leaders, and the emphasis on personal traits of the leaders. Era two, rational management, we see the emergence of hierarchy and bureaucracy. Okay? Although the world remains stable, because we are in a stable environment, organizations have begun to grow so large that they require rules and standard procedures to ensure that activities are performed efficiently and effectively. This is the era in which there is the rise of the rational manager, who directs and controls others using an impersonal approach. And then, era number three. This is the era of a team leader and change leader in a turbulent environment. This is the era in which there is a need of knowledge work. Emphasis is on the horizontal collaboration and cross-functional teams in which leadership is often shared among team leaders and members, shifting to the person with the most knowledge or expertise in the matter at hand. So in this era, we start seeing some studies about skills and some needs about some specific skills. Well, coming to the era four is the era of the agile leader. The era of the agile leader is the digital, mobile, and social media age, in which we have the need that everything has to change and has to be aligned. So the main aspect of the organization is a high-performance culture, shared vision, alignment, of course, and to facilitate the change and the adaptations. So the leader in this specific era, he is someone who has to be the mentor, the coach, the tutor, and we will see this and all the leadership styles according to this four era in some other chapters. And for now, I think that we have covered the main aspect of this chapter. We will see the derailment, maybe according to some other topic. And I leave you with this nice drawing about what is needed to learn to be a leader. So Daft suggested us five easy steps. Easy. So what can we do to learn to be a leader? Practice acts of leadership in our everyday life, small or big. Emulate successful leaders. Maybe you can think about some role model of a leader you like most and try to emulate. Find a mentor to provide feedback. Complete a leadership course to improve your skills. And work to develop personal traits of empathy and patience. This is a big important point we will cover very deeply in our future lessons. And okay, I thank you for your attention and see you soon in next chapter.